part 3 of a 4-part series on children and gender identity being supported is of the utmost importance for children and adolescents exploring their gender identity. It is the key to avoiding worsening mental health outcomes, research indicates. A group of local healthcare providers and doctors, Physicians for Diversity and Inclusion, have come together to stand with families of gender-diverse children and gender-diverse members of the community. Dr. Ingrid Cosio, whose practice includes time spent at the Northern Gender Clinic in Prince George each week, provides specialized care to transgender and gender-diverse persons living in the Northern Health Region. Only about 25% of those exploring their gender identity before puberty go on to take the journey to transition and identify as trans, Cosio said. That gender diversity group who is exploring is much bigger compared to the group who ultimately, after puberty, identify as gender incongruent, Cosio said. But all the more important is that exploration piece be supported so they can figure that out. The key is to follow the child's lead. If the child would like to try different clothing, a different pronoun, a different name or nickname, to see what that feels like, then that's great, Cosio said. I think that's really important because it's part of that reflection, exploration that is so key. So really it's about observing them, creating a space where they'll hopefully tell you if they want to explore. Parents can invite their child to talk about it if they would like to change things, Cosio added. I have some young folks who were assigned male at birth. They identify as female since they were 2 years old but want to keep their very typically masculine name, and they don't want to change that, and that's totally fine, Cosio said. That's what I mean about following the child's lead. It's not like, well, now you have to change your name. No, it's like, what are you comfortable with? So I think there's a lot of misinformation about children being told or being convinced they need to change pronouns or do this or do that. The key is taking the child's lead and supporting them along that path to do that exploration, because only they can do that. Support and love for the child no matter what, Cosio said, is the biggest part people can play. Sexual orientation and gender identity, SOGI, programs in place in local schools helps educators make schools inclusive and safe for students of all sexual orientations and gender identities. At school, students' gender does not limit their interests and opportunities, and their sexual orientation and how they understand and express their gender are welcomed without discrimination. But if parents want to connect with the school, Cosio said, that might be a good idea if there are issues. This is something I would see 15 years ago for sure, much, much less now, but do go have a meeting with the school and talk about the goals and how to support your kid, Cosio said. That's the main message. Gender-diverse children and youth who received medical gender-affirming care over 1 year experienced 60% lower odds of depression and 73% lower odds of suicidality. Gender-diverse children and youth with supportive parents compared to those with somewhat or non-supportive parents have reduced rates of depression from 75% to 23%, reduced rates of suicidal ideation from 70% to 34%, and reduced rates of suicide attempts from 57% to 4%. Research has consistently shown very low rates of gender-diverse children and youth detransitioning after social and/or medical transitioning, Cosio added. For reliable and accurate information about gender identity, visit the BC Children's Hospital Gender Resource page. Tomorrow. When and how to transition.